Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, You Better You Bet, Radio.com Sports here on The Bet. Nick Costos and Ken Barkley with you. Let's talk some National Hockey League now, and we do that with one of our favorite guests here on You Better You Bet, one of the best guys in the business. That's our buddy Chris Abbott from Cool Bet Canada. At Cool Bet Chris is the Twitter handle, Chris spelled with a K, K-R-I-S, like Chris Benson, the former New York Mets pitcher. He was here like when I covered the Mets back when I was in college. Anyway, Chris, welcome back to You Better You Bet, my friend. It's Nick and Ken. How are we doing tonight? I have a big night on the ice, and how has hockey betting been treating you so far?
Yeah. Hey, boys. Good to see you. I was on with Ken last week, Nick, but good to be back on with you. Yeah, hockey's been okay. It's been up and down so far. I'm a little under 500, down a couple of units overall. But as you know, I like to make lots of bets. I don't load up on one. So it fluctuates a lot for me. But I'm just about to tune in to your Rangers and Devils. I've actually got it going just to my left here. So I've got the Rangers money line in a parlay with God, I didn't even remember. Something else tonight. I'm excited.
That's two trademarks of a high volume better. It's like, well, I'm not doing well, but I also bet a ton. And I'm about to put on a game, but I don't exactly remember what I even have in it. Those would be
bad news. Bad news. I literally just turned the game on. We're 32 seconds in. The Devils just scored to go up 1-0.
Yep. Sounds like a live betting opportunity for a high volume better. That's what I would add.
That's brutal.
Chris, I think a good way to start is just, you know, for people that have been watching these games the last few nights with the league's been back for about, I think this is day 7 that the league has been back. You know, obviously no fans and a very modified schedule with a lot of division opponents. You know, has that produced you like outcomes that you didn't expect? Are you seeing something, you know, when you watch all the games that have taken place so far where it's like, oh, I never really thought it would be like this. Maybe it's lower scoring, higher scoring. The goals are being scored in kind of different periods. The goalie play is different. Just anything that stands out to you through a week in the new NHL season.
No, that's actually a great question because it is, you know, and I'm sick of saying this about everything this year, but it really is a season unlike any other. They had zero preseason games. So one of the things when I was going into the season, I thought, you know, we'd probably see a lot of unders to start because just sloppy play, you know, guys not being crisp around the net and this, that, and the other thing. We actually saw the opposite. And normally in the NHL preseason, we see a lot of unders. But one thing I kind of never took into consideration is we also see a lot of guys who are probably American Hockey League players on those rosters, right? So we saw all the NHL guys playing and we saw goalies that hadn't had any game action and we saw a lot of high scores. Sticking with the Rangers, like Igor Shesterkin got lit up in his first game, and then Georgiev was better in the second game, but then as Nick just said, he just got scored on early again by this Devils team. So yeah, we've seen a lot of high scoring. Another thing we're seeing is the league this year has done a lot of, you know, two-game sets in the same building with the same teams, which they don't normally do. And we've seen a lot of, like, zigzag, no matter the difference. You know, one team wins one night, the other team wins the other. So there's a lot of people who are kind of jumping on that strategy here early on as well. For example, you know, tonight Buffalo and Philadelphia are playing for the second time in a row. Buffalo with a dominant win last night. Wouldn't be shocked to see Philly pull it out tonight. But the Sabres are actually pretty good. They've got a little bit of support around Jack Eichel, who's one of the best young players in the game. And, you know, I think the Buffalo Sabres, much like their pals, the Bills, might make a little noise this year.
All right, Chris, for the people out there that like maybe bet the NHL casually, maybe like bet the NHL only when like we give some picks on the show, or our technical director Bill gives picks, or you come on and you give picks, let's get a little bird's eye view of the NHL right now before we get into specific games that have not yet started tonight. So give me a team that's really impressed you so far that you're like, oh, maybe this team's a little better than I thought. And if you've got one, conversely, a team that you've watched and you're like, don't really like what I'm seeing right now. So kind of give that to us, give that to our listeners here. It's a learning experience for myself and Ken as well here. So what are you seeing, good and bad, so far from the first week in the season?
Well, I mean, let's start with the good. Like I said, the Buffalo Sabres have looked really impressive. They played two games against Washington that were really, really close. Then they laid a beating on Philadelphia, who's been a good team to start this year. So, you know, for a long time, the Sabres have been kind of a doormat, and it looks like they're going to be a little surprising. They're a money line underdog again tonight. So, you know, I did think there's value on them. I think they're about plus 120. Going into a back-to-back in Philadelphia, where Philly's starting their backup goalie, Brian Elliott. So, yeah, they've been a team that's been surprising for the good. The Calgary Flames have been very good. They were like plus 525 to win the Canadian division this year. So because of COVID and border restrictions, the Canadian teams are just all playing in a division amongst each other. And Calgary's looked to be the class of that so far. Some teams that are bad. The Chicago Blackhawks, they're using their third starting goalie already tonight. I think it's their fourth game. They've been horrible, but they have some offensive players. So just like a few years ago with the Blackhawks, betting over in their game seems to be good. Also betting the opposing team total. The Pittsburgh Penguins have been a little bit disappointing thus far. I mean, we're used to them for so many years being one of the top teams, one of the best teams. Sidney Crosby, still a great player, but he's older. Evgeny Malkin is a name that people will know. He's the last couple of years looked like he's ready to pack it in and go back to Russia. They moved on from their Stanley Cup winning goaltenders in Matt Murray and a couple of years ago in Marc-Andre Fleury. So the Penguins are on the danger of hitting that rebuild and maybe missing the playoffs this year. So those are some teams, you know, Buffalo and Calgary specifically, who maybe you wouldn't have put too much stock in before. And, you know, teams that have had prolonged success over the last decade, like Chicago, like Pittsburgh, they're teams that are not very good. The Detroit Red Wings, also not a good team this year.
Chris, last time we had John and our technical director, Bill, echoed these thoughts as well. You mentioned how bad Chicago is. It was Tampa money line, and then the next night it was like Tampa money line again. And it was just, I mean, like staggering results. And maybe we didn't learn a lot about Tampa. And then people are like, well, I haven't seen Tampa since then. What's going on? Well, they were supposed to play Dallas. And as we kind of know, those games haven't happened. Is there any kind of update for those who don't follow the sport very closely on, like, when are we going to see the Stars this season and what's going on there?
Sure. I think their first like four or five games were canceled. And to be honest, I haven't seen, you know, a date where they're ready to start. I actually haven't heard much in the way of updates for the Dallas Stars. And then tonight we had the Nashville game. Nashville, I forget who they were
Carolina.
Playing. But yep. Carolina. That was postponed. So, you know, and then all the tracing that comes, you know, Carolina just played Detroit and you know, Nashville played Columbus, I believe, a couple of nights ago. So I'm sure that'll all come into play with the tracing and whatnot. And then you've seen a couple of teams cancel practices. And I think, you know, they're saying it's out of an abundance of caution. That, you know, that's the new buzz phrase. And hopefully that, you know, we don't see too many delays. I mean, the teams were already playing like every second day in this condensed schedule that they're trying to get back on schedule so they can finish the Stanley Cup kind of in June or early July like they normally would. So, you know, it's going to be an issue. You know, these teams are traveling around the country, much like we've seen with the NBA and the NFL. So it's not going to be cut and dry. But to answer your question, no, I'm not really sure when the Dallas Stars are going to start. And it's going to be really interesting to bet them coming out of the gate. I mean, when else does a team jump onto a moving train when everyone else has played four or five games?
Oh, so that's Chris, it's interesting. Yeah. Give me your take on this, and maybe like, and it's a guess. So like no one's saying like, you know, give us something, you know, locked in stone here, because like you can't. But I was just like reading about it, and they're all like, well, we think we could maybe use this to our advantage, right? Having a little extra rest and then jumping in here like, Do you have kind of a plan of attack here, or is it just kind of like wait and see game by game basis? And either, no matter what the answer is, it's fine because this is unprecedented.
Well, partly it'll be based on who their opponent is too, right, Nick? If they're playing the Chicago Blackhawks, I don't even think they're in the same division. I'm not even sure of the new divisions, to be completely honest with you. I'm still learning it all. But, you know, if they're playing one of these teams that I said aren't great, they're probably going to be, and if they're going to use it to their advantage, we might as well do it from a betting perspective. I got to imagine that we're going to get good value on a team that has not played when they're jumping into this. So I think betting on them might be good. They're getting a prolonged training camp, longer than any other team had. So if you can bet like power play points or things like that, that might be a little bit sharper. Their D zone should be a little bit sharper, and they've already got good goaltending. So their goalies are seeing more NHL caliber shots in practice. Not the same as a game, but it's better than what the other guys had basically coming in, going for a couple of skates and starting the season. So I might be inclined to bet on Dallas to start. Although, you know, like you said, there's no real answer, but I think I'd lean towards betting on them rather than against them.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today. Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Chris, I want to make sure we hit the two games that have not yet dropped the puck tonight, only because Columbus and Detroit are coming up here in about 10 minutes. So we have Blue Jackets, Red Wings, and then the nightcap tonight, a game that our director Bill is on the over, basically said, anytime there's a total, I believe it was his exact quote, anytime there's a total below six in a Colorado game, I'm betting the over every single time. So if you have thoughts on Blue Jackets, Red Wings, or Avs Kings, feel free to share them.
Blue Jackets, Red Wings, you've got two backup goaltenders starting. So the total is at 5.5. I hit the over on that. I believe it was at, yeah, it was about even. I took it in regulation at 5.5. So, I took the over there with, you know, you've got two backup goaltenders, two teams that are kind of defensive minded. But when that happens, you generally see the guys who are supposed to be good offensive players kind of come to the forefront. It's analogous to having two not great defenses playing against average offenses in the NFL, and you can see a guy like Sam Darnold have a great night. So that's what I look at there. I think we'll get over 5.5 goals there. And the late game Colorado, that should be a blowout. We've also got a backup goaltender starting for the Kings. And Colorado's a Stanley Cup favorite. So I think Colorado's last time out, they beat St. Louis 8-0. I've got them on the puck line. I've got them in a parlay as well with the over in the Chicago Florida game, over 5.5. I teased that number down a little bit. So yeah, that's those are the two that are set to go tonight. At 7:30 and 10. And while it's on my mind, two nights in a row I've got in live on the Vegas Golden Knights, who've gotten down early and come back to win on the money line. So that's something to keep in mind. I called it the Pac-12 get right version in the NHL.
Chris, great stuff, man. We love having you on to break down the National Hockey League. Tell our listeners and viewers about the great work you guys are doing north of the border with Coolbet.
Yeah, actually exciting time for us. So Coolbet was just purchased by a NASDAQ listed company called GAN, G-A-N. So our technology is being kind of brought in and sold kind of white label into the U.S. to some casinos and some governments and whatnot. So that's exciting as well. And then in Canada, you know, we're living the dream up here, man. We've got a pretty robust landscape when it comes to competition. You know, a lot of online books operate throughout the country. And rising tide lifts all boats, as you'd say, and our industry is doing very, very well. So we're trying to keep it uniquely Canadian, where our approach is to be accessible, to be available for customers, so they're not kind of talking into the void when they're wondering about their sports book and just being a good citizen. So that's basically what we're doing up here.
When I went to Canada for the NBA All-Star game that was in Toronto, I was like very lost. And I was like making ridiculous maneuvers in traffic, and someone like stopped their car. And like, I wasn't doing it purposefully. I was like legitimately lost and like nervous. I need to get somewhere on time for my job. And the person like rolled down their window, and I'm from New York, and I feel like I'm about to get like really verbally reamed. And the person was like, "You seem like you're lost right now. Where are you going? How can I help you get there?" And I was like, "Man, these Canadians, like it's true. Good citizens, hey. Good people. What's that about?"
50-50, because I've gotten yelled at plenty on the roads here. But in your defense, downtown Toronto, especially around the arena, which is like a stone's throw from my place, the roads can be a little bit confusing. So, no harm, no foul there.
What's that sports book? Shark something or other? The sports book? Not sports book, sports bar. That's like in that concourse. We did a show from there, like in that area. Like the main the area, like right next to the arena, the Shark Club, I think it was.
Oh, yeah. No, the one next to the arena would have been Real Sports.
No, I think it was the Shark Club. I don't know
why. The Shark Club's not far. Yeah, the Shark Club.
It's on like the second floor, right? The Shark Club.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's a few blocks north of the arena, but yeah, that would have been where he went. Young and Dundas Square. It's like our version of Times Square, but
yes,
like
that's exactly where it was. Exactly where it was. I did a show there for CBS Sports, and then got so drunk. I hung out with, should I say this on the, does it matter? I hung out with Rob Bezzola that night in Toronto.
Wow. Okay, and,
so I hung out with Rob Bezzola that night and got so drunk that I missed the flight back to the States with my producer, who were both really drunk. And I'll never forget, I called him. I woke up and we were like half an hour from the flight. And I was like, we got to go. And like, I was so pissed and he was pissed. And it was really bad. We missed the flight. I had to be back for work. And I never told anyone at CBS this. I ended up like spending like $700 of my own money to like get on a flight to go back. True story. Wasted in Canada with Rob Bezzola that night. That NBA, it was NBA All-Star Weekend 2016, maybe, whenever it was in Toronto. That was a good time.
Yeah. Hey, that happens, man. And I can't wait till you get back here and you can get wasted with me. And then you can do your best from my condo if you have to. It won't matter. So, that's the beauty of being mobile, right?
That's awesome. That's our buddy Chris Abbott at Cool Bet Chris on Twitter. Chris, appreciate the time. Good luck tonight. And we look forward to having you on the show again soon.
All right, boys. Thanks so much. And best luck with your bets as well.
That's our buddy Chris Abbott. Cool Bet Chris on Twitter joining us here on You Better, You Bet. That morning was rough.
Yeah. What was the drink of choice with Pizzola? We're just doing like some, just pounding remember. Some Canadian beer.
Some Molson. I'm a vodka drinker, so I'm guessing I was drinking like Tito's.
Red Bull vodka?
No, I stopped drinking Red Bull vodka when I was like 25.
20, like two for me.
Oh, I love them.
Actually, you know what? It's funny that you say that. It actually is probably closer to 22 for me.
It was really cool the first time that you were like, oh, this is pretty cool. You did it for like a year. And then you realized that the two ingredients in combination speed up and slow down your heart at the same time.
Well, yeah, and I felt like I would be like Spider-Man, like climbing the walls after like my first sip of it. Like right. That.
Be like, oh, you know what I want to do? Not feel like this for my entire 20s and 30s. That's what
Still going strong.
Yeah.
Well, Tyler, you're like 24, right?
26. Right. Just turned 26.
Yeah, which drink would make you update the Instagram account faster? Can we figure
out? Oh, Red Bull Vodka. I would upgrade 5 Instagrams.
Oh, wow. Okay. Let's send a case to your house.
You know what? Let's start with the one.
Right. Let's just...
YB.
Baby steps. Baby steps on this.
Tyler, are you willing to admit that you are worse than Eli now?
No shot. I've grown the Instagram account like 800 followers. When he gave it to me, there was like 50. I posted one post and I got like 80 followers. I'm like, how'd this happen?
Yeah, because I fucking tweeted people follow the Instagram account. Is that what happened?
Yeah, it was good work. Shattered
it into the void and then fucking all the people came?
It was a good partnership. It is remarkable we had 50 in the first year of the show. That is pretty remarkable.
Tyler, when do you think you'll post another more content on the Instagram account?
I got a video ready for tomorrow if we want it up.
If we want it, but like, were you waiting for approval to put stuff on the Instagram account?
No, you know, just it's ready. Just you know, whenever I get to it.
Okay. Well, hopefully, you'll find the time.
We're reaching the point where everything that said is incorrect. Everything is bad. Like, nothing that said is good.
Nothing. 0%. We're at our saturation point.
Not great. Not great. As Joe Girardi would say, it's not what you want.
It's not what you want.
not what you want. Okay, you know what I do want? I want to take a break, and then I want to come back, and I want Ken Barkley to give me some college basketball winners from Tuesday into Wednesday with open night. So we'll get to that coming up right after this as we close out the Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet on the Bet.